cliffcentral.com. Let's go to George. George Meany's on the line. He's the CEO of Auto Trader, and it's time for us to find out what's happening in the world of motoring and the motoring lifestyle. And George, you guys are completely quarantined, right?
Yeah, from the end of today. How's it, Gareth?
How's it? So you're not going into the office. None of your people are.
Well, we are today. At around 5 o'clock today, we're shutting all the offices and everybody's working from home. We've spent the last week in frantic mode trying to operationally change the business, which I tell you, for a business that has offices, is a tough thing to do, yeah. Even for a technology or digital business. You know, you have things like big media files on servers that multiple staff members need to access, and getting them access at high speed into those file servers is a challenge to do.
Yeah, and obviously this is going to affect people. I noticed this morning already on the roads there's a little bit less traffic. What are we seeing in terms of traffic to your website?
We haven't seen a decline, so well, that's one of the things we've been watching very carefully, because an indicator of a decline in consumer car shopping, or a leading indicator, would be a decline in a search on our website. So yeah. We've been watching it every single day, and we haven't seen a decline yet. You know, you just never know in this situation, because it's unprecedented in South Africa, I think. But there hasn't been a decline yet. We haven't heard customers saying that consumers are pulling out of car deals. So it seems like at the moment consumers are still shopping for cars and buying cars.
All right, give us some idea of what's going on in the world of motoring, even though this pandemic has put lots of things on hold.
Yeah, so everybody is trying to do everything digitally, including Suzuki South Africa, who launched their new Espresso Suzuki via social media. Usually car launches are big affairs and big physical events, and this time it was done via social media. So the car was introduced online.
Hmm. That's very clever.
It's very, very clever. But BMW SA has also shut their plant in Roslyn for a month. So their plant's also shutting down by the end of today. And for a month, their BMW plant will not manufacture cars.
Yeah, that's quite a big deal too. I'm imagining that they're going to keep their staff and they'll reopen and everything will carry on as usual, but they're going to have to cost cut like everybody else in this country now, right?
Yeah, I think the trick for any business is to try and sit on as much cash as you can, because if you can sit on cash, you can make this or ride this wave right through, you know, if it doesn't last for too long. And I suspect that businesses are doing that. As a matter of fact, the plant in Roslyn, the BMW plant in Roslyn, has a capacity of about 76,000 units annually. So chances are they could make up the volume if the virus goes away in the short to medium term.
All right. What else do you have to tell us?
Uber and Lyft are suspending their pool and ride-sharing services in certain countries. Uber suspended its service in the US and Canada, and Lyft suspended all of its services in all markets. In South Africa, Uber, however, says that they will continue the service. Uber and Lyft services in many markets have shut down. In South Africa, Uber says that they're continuing the service based on driver supply and consumer demand.
All right.
And then a very exciting piece of news. Samsung has presented a solid-state battery with up to 800 kilometers of range. Now, you know that batteries use lithium ion in our current cars. Samsung has developed a battery that uses what's called carbon composite. So it's like carbon fiber, and it uses carbon composite instead of the anode being lithium ion.
Right.
And this is a solid state battery that doesn't have any liquid in it, which is a lot safer, but also can hold a lot more power reserve, which is quite exciting. I think one of the biggest problems with electric cars today are the batteries. It's not the motors, it's not the software, it's not the hardware, it's just the batteries. And if Samsung can change the world when it comes to batteries, I think electric cars, once the coronavirus goes away, will become even more in demand.
Right.
And then a funny story. A Russian man duct taped himself to a Ford Mustang during this time of this virus. He wanted to feel the wind in his hair, and so he got one of his friends to duct tape him to the side of the car and drive it at almost 160 kilometers an hour while he was duct taped to the side of his Mustang.
Oh my God, only a Russian would do that. Was he all right by the end? Nobody died?
Nobody died and nobody was hurt, and he was all fine.
Yeah, there are enough social media accounts dedicated to showing you what dumb stuff Russians do, especially when they're drunk. So I'm glad this guy's
true.
Okay. All right, George, look after yourself. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys.
Cool. George Meany. And that is a wrap for us this morning. We will see you on Monday. CliffCentral.com.